Sermons are great, but sometimes it's nice to move from the pulpit to a conversation around the kitchen table. This is Ask Pastor John with pastor and author John Piper. There is a massive industry in America today built around the concept of retirement. How is it that the Christians should view that concept of retirement?
Well, the way it's conceived of typically in America, it should be viewed with dismay and, I want to say, abhorrence, because the way it's conceived of largely is you've paid your dues for 40 years or so and now reap the benefits in terms of comfort and leisure and play and entertainment. Well, there isn't anything like that remotely in the Bible of paying your dues for 40 years and then heaven on earth if you can make it for the next 20 years. I don't think the Bible wants us to have heaven on earth at all. We are crucified with Christ, our lives are hidden with Him in heaven, and we're to spend ourselves for the good of the world while we're here. So any break where we stop spending ourselves and start indulging ourselves in reward for having spent ourselves is contrary to God's purposes for this human life. So the way I think we should think about retirement is that if we've worked for 3M or as a carpenter or whatever for 30 or 40 years, and now they want us to leave, we'll leave. Well, that's no big deal. But then the dreams begin, or maybe they began a good many years earlier, of how do I take this new season of my life and pour it out for the good of the world? That's what retirement, if we're going to think of it, is for. It's not for going off to a golf course or a lake and just vegging out until Jesus comes. Oh, what an awful way to think about it. We're supposed to spend ourselves, and everything is different. I mean, we're not as strong as we used to be, and our back aches and our muscles are sore and our joints are in difficulty and our eyes aren't as good. We can't hear as good, so it won't be exactly the same ministry. But my goodness, there is so much to be done, and so we shouldn't think about it the way the world does.
Thanks for joining us for Ask Pastor John. You might also enjoy our teaching program. Look for it on the front page at desiringgod.org. In 25 minutes or a little less, John Piper unpacks God's Word in his own unique, God-intoxicated style. Look for it at desiringgod.org. And check out our resource library, www.desiringgod.org.